This is Johnny B. Truen from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast, where paranoia does more than just give you hypertension.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix. And this is episode 237, Holiday Safety Tips, Part 1. Before we jump into our topic, I'm going to go back and recap our last two episodes. Last week, I posted two episodes on awareness meditation at the same time. This caused a bit of a problem for iTunes. Only the second episode, number 236, was automatically downloaded and, based upon the numbers, about half of the people missed episode 235 entirely. This is a bit of a problem because the episodes need to go together. Episode 235 contained the instructions on how to prepare for and conduct an awareness meditation. Episode 236 was a guided meditation without any sort of instruction. So, if you already knew how to meditate, there wasn't a problem. However, if you were unfamiliar with meditation practice, you were probably pretty confused. So please go back and listen to episode 235. I spent nearly 15 minutes on what you are supposed to do during episode 236. Also, I've published my second book. It's currently available on Amazon Kindle and Nook. iTunes is taking their sweet old time on approvals. They've had it since before Thanksgiving, but they have yet to make it available. Good old Apple. The subject is rather esoteric. It's a manual on how to write range safety standard operating procedures. This piece appeals to a very narrow audience, but those who need it really need it. If you're an RSO or CRSO, a range manager or owner, this manual is an invaluable resource. I cover every section of a range SOP, the use of language, provide sample text, and sample diagrams. I even have a free range safety SOP template available for download on my website. All the information is available on my website at palladium-education.com/RSOSOP. Of course, the book is available for purchase on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And I guess eventually iTunes. Okay, on to the main subject of the week, holiday safety tips. Longtime listeners to the show might recognize some of the items in the list. And for those that do, it'll be a good reminder. So here we go. When moving through crowds carrying packages and looking after children, you can become distracted. That distraction, that lack of attention to the security of your surroundings, is a huge threat. You need to retain your awareness at all times. I strongly recommend that you always shop in groups. Two or more people are harder to control than one, and again, we always want to make ourselves look like we aren't worth the effort. And children don't count here. I'm talking about adults or older teenagers. Children can actually be used against you in many circumstances. When things start to go bad, it's a parent's natural instinct to immediately protect the child. Criminals know this and will use it against their targets. If a clerk offers to help you out to your car with your items, say yes. This adds one more person to your group and allows you to focus on safety and your children. It's a free service, so take advantage of it. Always keep one hand free. If you have both hands filled with bags, you are more vulnerable than if you have one hand free. Get a cart if you need to, but keep that one hand free for support or defense. If you need to make several trips to unload items to your car, do so. You do not want to overburden yourself to the point where you look like a wobbly pack horse. Carrying too many items will unbalance and distract you, reduce your visibility, and reduce your reaction time. As a rule of thumb, you always want to stay alert and nimble. This is when you're holiday shopping or even just walking down the street. When it comes to your car, do not leave boxes, wrapped presents, or store bags exposed in the vehicle. If you do, you're just asking to have your window smashed. I don't care how insignificant or inexpensive the item might be, hide it. Criminals could care less if they smash a $500 car window for a $10 item. They're not the ones paying for the window. Police always report a significant increase in the number of vehicle break-ins around the holiday time just for this reason. Consider valet parking your car. In many areas, mostly in big cities, shopping malls will offer a free or under $10 valet service. Don't consider this a luxury, but a low-cost security option. Instead of trying to navigate a dangerous parking lot with stressed-out drivers swerving to and fro, with your hands full of bags or children, pay the few dollars and have your car brought to you. The safety and convenience is well worth a few dollars. Women should always protect their purses. Never leave your purse unattended in a shopping cart or in a dressing room. Thieves will take every opportunity to steal your purse. Always maintain physical control of your purse, wearing it if possible. My wife likes to use the child restraining strap to lock her purse to the cart. This will help prevent somebody from grabbing the entire bag, but won't protect against someone reaching in to steal a wallet. So always keep your purse buttoned or zipped closed. Wow, okay, well, I had more holiday tips than I expected, so I'm going to have to split the episode up. We'll continue our holiday shopping safety tips next week. So, as always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at security.palladium-education.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.